was Thursday, a few minutes after noon, and we were having lunch at my bookstore. Carolyn had gone clear over to the 2nd Avenue Deli for sandwiches piled high with the best corned beef and pastrami and tongue in town. What I'd asked her was the occasion, and she replied that there was no occasion beyond the fact that she'd spent much of the previous night dreaming about delicatessen. We were working on the sandwiches and sipping our celery tonic, and it turned out to be just what I wanted, even if I hadn't had a dream to tell me so. Corned beef is Raffles' favorite thing in all the world, and Carolyn had brought a little extra and slipped it into his food dish, where he was at once eating it and talking to it, a ritual he goes through with kosher corned beef and nothing else. Siamese talk to their food occasionally, or so Carolyn tells me, but Raffles is a tailless tabby, allegedly a Manx, but lacking the characteristic body shape and rabbity gait of the typical Manx. His only Manx trait, really, is the tail he doesn't have, and I've often suspected that he's a Manx manqué, but I could be wrong about that. "Bern, that was pretty decent of you, straightening up before you left. You must have been anxious to get out of there." "Well, I felt sorry for her," I said. "I wanted to do something." "It sounds as though you did everything but wash the windows." I shook my head. "All I did was straighten up a few things. I was going to put her clothes away, but I figured I'd just put them in the wrong place. Besides, there was no way to keep her from knowing she'd been out of it when she got home, or that she'd had sex. But I couldn't leave her stuff in a heap on the floor, so I folded her things and put them on a chair." "You know something, Bern? Barbara Creeley was lucky you were there." "Oh, absolutely," I said. "It was her lucky night all around."
"I mean it, Bern. If you hadn't been there, that prick would have taken her watch and her charm bracelet and her diamond ear."